Kedushin Perek Dalad Mishne Tes. Misha Nosan Rishus L'Shluchoy L'Kaddish Es Bitoy. Remember that a father could be Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter. So the father who has a Koyach Kedushin could send the Shliach to be Mekabel. The Kaddish over here means to be Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter. V'holachu V'kitcho. He was Mekabel Kedushin from somebody else. Im Shaloi Kodmu, if his Kedushin was first Kedush of Kedushin. So she's married to the one that the father was Mekabel Kedushin. V'im Shal Shluchoi Kodmu, if the Shliach, the father went to be Mekabel from somebody else, but the father wasn't Mevatel the Shliach from being Mekabel Kedushin, from the one who he sent him to be Mekabel the Kedushin for. So then Kedush of Kedushin. Now, Lechoi, this is a Dava Pashut. There's no real way to argue on either one of these two dinim. So the Gemara speaks out a few nekudas. There would be a havamina maybe that the father doesn't really mean to be mekabel kedushin. It's only if the shlichus of the husband, of the father that he sent him on doesn't work out, so he has another option similar to like Avram sending Eliezer to be mekabel kedushin for Rivka Imenu. Except that over there it was Yitzchok had to be sent the Shliach. But let's say it was the Avram Avinu sending to be Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter. And there's a second best. The Pasuk says over there, what happens if he doesn't marry? So if they're not maskim, so he's going to have to find somebody local to get married to. But at Kama that the Shliach was Matzliach, then he doesn't mean. That would be a Havaminu. We come Ashmo, we say not that way. The other way, that if the Shliach is Kodam, it's Poshut, that the Shliach's Kedushin is Kedushin, maybe we would say there's an automatic that if he went to find somebody else to marry her off to, that means that he's Mevatel the Shlichus of Pliny that he gave him. So Mela, for that, you need both parts of the Mishnah. The next din of the Mishnah is what happens if you don't know. V'meni Yidua. L'chair also Pashut, Shneim Noisim Get. V'mrotzu, if they so agree, the two Mekadshin, Echad Noisim Get, V'Echad Koinis. Either way, it's not a problem for the second one to marry. Either he's being married to her because he was originally married to her, or because he's married to her after Yenna divorced her. Either way, it's fine. Now, obviously, the exception to the rule is going to have to be where the husband is, or the Mekadosh is a Kohen. On the chance that the Shliach's Kedushin was a Kedushin, and the get of the one who gave Kedushin to the Shliach was Chal, she's a Grusha. So you have a Safek Deraisa, so Mila, he wouldn't be allowed to live with her. V'chein o'isha shenos n'rishus l'shlucha l'katsho. The same din would be also by an isha. If she sent the Shliach, l'holcha l'kisho s'atzma, m'shalo kodmu k'dushe k'dushin. V'mshal shlucha kodmu k'dushe k'dushin. Whichever one is first. V'meni do you have the same Safek, sh'neim nois n'loget. V'mrotzu, echa nois n'loget, v'echad koinis, obviously with her haskoma. Now, the way the Gemara cheshmes out why the Mishnah has to say a case where the father sent the Shliach, or a case where she sent the Shliach for herself, and then she went, she was Mekabel Kedushin for herself, is the svaros that we said before. Why does the Mishnah even have to say this dinim? L'chair, it's posh the cheshmen. And the answer is because it would be a havamina is Mevatel the Shliach. There's a havamina that he only meant to be Mekabel Kedushin bitnai if the other Kedushin doesn't work out, and so on. So you'll say maybe such svaros, you could make a tzricha so, between the Isha Atzma and the father. The father maybe is more of a Baki in Yuchsin, so therefore he's more sure of himself. She, Taka, doesn't know. On the other hand, you could say that the father maybe has more Nervin. So Mamela, the father, goes both ways. She's maybe more sure of herself because it's her decision. The Rav makes a summary of the Gemara that a father is Kimle B'Yuchsin, Itzisa, the woman, she herself is like Kimla B'Yuchsin, she's not as knowledgeable about different families. If we would say about her, Itzisa Daiko Mintzava, it's her marriage, maybe she's more makbid on the personal qualities of the husband. So maybe if she's Mekadosh herself, she's Mevatel L'Shliach. The father maybe is not so makbid, as long as it's a good family. He doesn't care so much about the personality maybe. So maybe Leibot L'Shliach, that's the Tzuchas of the Gemara. Mishne Yud, Mishi Yotza Huvi Ishtel Dinas Hayom. Somebody left the country, and he went with his wife from Dinas Hayom. We had similar Mishnayos in Yevomis. He comes, his wife, his children, and he says, Isha sheyotzas imei l'mdinas hayom, harei hi zu. This is the woman that I went off from Mdinas hayom. Ve'elu boneo, ein tzorch lavi raya. We're going back to Nyoni Yuchzin. Lo alo isha v'lo al abonim. They don't recognize the women. He was living in a place. He had a wife. Maybe the wife wasn't a local girl. So Mamela, nobody knew his wife, but then he went out, he comes back, everybody knows he was married to Rochel Schwartz, and he comes back and said, this is my wife, Rochel, formerly Schwartz, and these are the children. We went to America for 20 years, we built a business, and now we're back in Litta, and this is the Mishpacha. There's no reason to be Choshesh. The husband is the husband, the wife is the wife, there's no Sveikis here. You believe him? There's no Sveikis where you have to be Mevar the Yichus. Let's say he comes back without the wife and he comes back with the children. So there's already something missing here. Something changed. There was a shift in the landscape. So then we can't assume for a given the Yichus Abonim. Maybe Raya al Abonim. He's going to have to bring a Raya that these children are the children of that woman. Ve'ini maybe Raya alo Isha. Why? Because he was already Bodik, like we learned in the beginning of the Perek, when they first got married. He doesn't have to make another Bodika. But he does have to bring a Raya that these children are her children. Now this is all the Pshat of Rashi. Tosfos has a problem with Rashi that if you say, any maybe Raya alo Isha, the Mishnah has to say that. You already checked out the woman. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat it again? So you look at the Rav. The Rav Taka brings the pshat, and it's Tzorach Lahavi Raya Lo Isha Shim Yucheses Shekvar Bodko Kishenoso. That he does say. But V'loy Al Abonim, he adds a detail. He says, talking about Bonim Ketanim, Shekruchim Achar Iman. So the first thing is that the only Bonim that are Yuches after the mother, without checking their Yichus, is only younger children. Where you see them with the mother, it's a Dover Poshet Befonenu that these are her children, because you see her taking care of them, and they're attached to her. Older children, what do these children have to do with that woman? See, he said it. Samel over there also, there's no stomias, you would have to be made. Lemaisa, Tosfos argues on Rashi, like we said, and Tosfos says that this that the Mishnah says, Eni tzorach lohavi raya loy alo isha, means we don't need to bring a raya alo isha that the bonim are hers. Because since they're korach achareo, so Samelo, we see the children with her, we see the children are there. But loyal abonim, he also doesn't have to bring a raya on the children. Maybe we'll say the children are hers, they're not his. How's he never to say the children are his? He doesn't have to bring a raya because the assumption is that they're a married couple before Nenu. That's the Biur Divrei HaMishnah. Legabe, this, what are we being miyachis over here? So there's a discussion, the Rishonim, based on the Sugya and Daf Pei, have a discussion over here. Hein legabe yichus. And also, hein, the place where we're most choshesh for yichus is legabe bin miyachas lekohuna, not for getting married, legabe kohuna of lechilas truma, that we use the system that's mentioned over here in the Mishnah to be miyachas, that somebody is a kohen miyuchas.